Hello, it's Wildcard. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm in for Amelia Bonner, who is otherwise engaged, and that was not a necessary pun. It wasn't an intentional pun, but I realised I have just made one. I was halfway through the sentence. I was committed. Anyway, enough about me. I'm joined by Adam Smith, by Claire Brookfield, by San Shetty, and by Mike Kearney, and they're going to answer the questions that you have picked, well, the topics anyway, that you have picked, and they're going to get stuck in. And we start, as ever, with LFC Currents, and in third place was Naby Keita, on 21.7%. In second place was Minamino on 38.2%, but just shading it, and there's a lot of them close this week, but just shading it is the Brazil situation. Claire, have you been following the Brazil situation, and are you aware of the Brazil situation? Did you have your head in the sand with it, like me, presuming it all gets sorted, and then is realising that Kelleher is going to play in goal? No offence to him, but we love the holy goalie. How clued up on the Brazil situation are you?
Well, I feel like I wanted to ignore it because the last time I was on the Anfield Wrap was the time when we didn't think the Brazilians were going to play, and we spent the whole show talking about what we would do if that didn't happen. And then I literally wake up and it's like, it's okay. And I think,
itself, and everyone just assumed it would be the case this time, but it doesn't look like it will
it
be.
It definitely isn't going to happen this time. So it is what it is. It's frustrating. It doesn't make any sense. Seems that, again, some teams are penalised and others will have players back in time. I think Spurs will have their players available to play on the Sunday. For me, we can't change it. The goalie is the one that I worry about. I worry the fact that he's playing tonight, I believe, which I'd be wrapping him up in cotton wool if I was Jürgen. There's no way I'd be wanting him playing football this evening. Fabinho is a great player, but I'm going to be bold. I didn't think he had his greatest game against City. And I think we've got cover there. But obviously, the goalkeeper is the biggest loss in this. But listen, if Liverpool can't beat Watford, then we've got serious issues. I know we could talk about 2020, but we won't. But this is a totally different animal. I know there's a new manager, potentially a new bounce. But Jordan Henderson didn't kick a ball for England, which is always good news.
He kicked a few balls.
But, you know, he definitely got much needed rest. I've just seen on Twitter that Jota should be fit as well. So
that's nice.
I'm hoping that we'll be fine without our two Brazilian buzz. And we've got Bobby back. So, you know, we've got one at least.